By now, I'm sure you've heard to some degree that many of the laity and the clergy are quite upset at Pope Francis and the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith's recent statement that the Catholic Church cannot bless the unblessable. I'm sure you've heard the news in a broad sense that many bishops have come out as have priests and have flatly said that they plan to continue doing what they've always done, and that the statement from the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith is a contradiction of Francis's statements and his program on making the Church of Cupcakes dogma-free a reality. Now, I couldn't agree with them more, at least on that statement about Francis's recent statement being a contradiction of everything we've really seen in the past few years. But this story keeps getting more and more interesting. Bishops and priests from several countries have decided that the unbroken history of the Church and its stance on some of the most hard-to-accept teachings for the world must be rejected. They plan to reject the CDF statement in practice. Now, this story is continuing to evolve, so let's get an update because I don't know about you, but these stories illustrate quite nicely how the diabolic disorientation has entered the Church in the clearest terms possible. The fact that this is happening during Lent is saying something. But also, we also have an interesting defense of the statement coming from some surprised people. So let's get into this. But first, I wanted to thank the patrons of this channel for their continued support. It really does enable the work of this channel to continue and to grow. If you want to join the supporters of this channel, you can do so through Patreon or Subscribestar for as little as $1 a month. There are other options in the description box as well. It really does help this channel to keep going and to grow. And please support the other content creators you like as well. We are all going through some very strange time around here these days. Thanks. Back to our story. That out of the way, let's take a look at how some of these bishops are twisting the CDF statement. Now remember, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith's statement said the Church cannot provide a liturgical blessing to something that is a sin, but also made the bizarre statement that the things of value in what we're talking about here must be recognized. Now, I don't even know what that means, and that's where some of us have pointed out that the statement made by the CDF isn't all that orthodox to begin with. But the rejections of this rather passive statement that sounds somewhat Catholic have been intense. Cardinal Farrell, on March 18th, held a press conference where he said, quote, "I would very much like everybody to clearly understand that we are open to accompanying everyone," and he insisted that nobody must ever be excluded from pastoral care and love and concern for the Church. Although in the whole discussion, this suggestion hasn't even come up. No word from Cardinal Farrell, by the way, on the exclusion of the Latin Mass from St. Peter's Basilica and how this excludes traditional Catholics from pastoral care. The National Catholic Reporter, which has been asked by the USCCB to stop calling itself Catholic, and they've ignored that request, has taken on Cardinals Turkson and O'Malley, who did the unthinkable thing and defended the CDF for its statement. And I'm surprised by that. And even went so far as to say that what the Church teaches on the sacrament and sin is true. I know, I'm as surprised as you are by this turn of events. I have to paraphrase this piece for obvious reasons. So the article basically says this. Two Catholic cardinals who are close advisors to Pope Francis defended his decision to approve a Vatican decree that bans priests from blessing this parody of the nuptial sacrament, saying during a March 18th webinar that the Church needs to be clear in its teachings on who can receive the sacrament. Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley, the only American on the Pope's Advisory Council of Cardinals, said that while Francis wants to be close to people in their everyday challenges, the Church has a very clear teaching about the sacrament and sin that needs to be proclaimed. Now, I'll interject here. I 100% agree with him. I just don't believe this is the last we've heard about this from the Vatican, and I don't believe they'll take steps against the bishops and priests who are defying Francis's declaration, as I went over on Friday. But to continue with Cardinals O'Malley and Turkson on the National Catholic Reporter piece. Cardinal Peter Turkson, who leads the Vatican Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development, concurred. He said that although the Pope has concern and solicitude for the needs of the James Martin fan club, the Church is also a path to salvation. For the Church to be the Church, a path to salvation, it needs to recognize that the truth is not something that it develops itself, said Turkson. Using an Italian word for closeness, O'Malley said that throughout his papacy, Francis has shown a desire for what he calls vicinanza, to be close to people in the reality and the challenges of their lives, no matter what that may be. The Holy Father tries to be very sensitive and pastoral in his outreach to people, to show his concern about individuals. And at the same time, his commitment to fidelity to what the Church is teaching is about the nuptial sacrament, said the Cardinal. And paraphrasing, quote, I don't know what Cardinal Turkson means by a path to salvation. I always thought it was the path to salvation, but anyway. Again, I'm surprised by the statement, as you are, probably. Again, the other shoe is dropping as you hear this, though, with many bishops and priests saying how disappointed they are with the Vatican and how they intend to continue to bless that which cannot be blessed. Last Friday, I told you of 350 priests and deacons in Austria that plan to defy Rome. On the weekend, it was reported in Germany, 600 priests and deacons plan to follow their Austrian brethren's lead and continue to provide these blessings, which means they've been doing it all along anyway. And it isn't that surprising, all things considered. After all, we are talking about Germany, which is touting its synodal path, which is, as far as anyone can tell, continuing full steam ahead. For those not familiar with this, as I have reported on in the past, the Germans are planning a synod of bishops that will enable them to reject the Church's teaching on, well, everything difficult, including expanding ordination to include all those the world tells us that should be ordained, as well as accepting the ever-changing values of the world on all things that the Church teaches that are difficult for our modern ears to hear. The German synodal way is frankly more accurately described as the way of apostasy. Then CV.org reports on how the James Martin fan club is working overtly to oppose the Vatican. It's an update on the situation in Austria I mentioned a moment ago, and it is being supported by Pastor Jimmy Martin of the Jesuit Church himself in his most open rejection of Vatican authority yet. Again, paraphrasing their piece for obvious reasons. A growing number of Catholic clergy in the mold of Pastor Jimmy Martin are publicly denouncing the Vatican for upholding Catholic teaching, with some openly vowing to disobey Pope Francis by officially blessing that which cannot be blessed. A 350-strong group of Jimmy Martin-esque priests called the Austrian Priests Initiative issued a call to disobedience. We are deeply appalled by the new Roman decree that wants to prohibit the blessing of that which cannot be blessed, the statement proclaimed. This is falling back into times we had hoped to overcome with Pope Francis. The statement went on to promise a church service, including a blessing to those who would like one. The move shocked many Catholics. Those who remain faithful to the Church recognize it as an absolute rejection with timeless and unchangeable Catholic teaching. But the Austrian priests were not alone. A considerable number of more prominent Catholics are expressing similar sentiments, even signaling a willingness to join the Austrian clerics and bringing about something of a schism. Again, Pastor Jimmy Martin, editor-at-large of the Jesuit publication America Magazine, openly promoted the Austrian Priest Initiative Call to Disobedience on social media. End semi-quote. Now, Pastor Jimmy Martin goes on to cite this piece that we need to address briefly. Bishop Johann Bonny of Antwerp has expressed his disappointment with the Vatican, that he feels shame for the CDS statement. How sad for him. I feel ashamed for my church. I feel mainly intellectual and moral incomprehension, Bonny said. Pause here. Intellectual and moral incomprehension. Now, I can explain why he feels that, because modernism is not Catholicism. Modernism is the synthesis of all heresies, as defined formally by St. Pius X in his landmark encyclical Pascendi, and as such, modernism is a parody of Catholicism, and that is why Bishop Bonny cannot comprehend what is happening. The bishop goes on to apologize to everyone who isn't happy with the statement. The article then continues. The document, he wrote, lacks scientific basis, theological nuance, and ethical caution, in particular in the passage which states that in God's plan there is no remote possible resemblance or even analogy between those who can traditionally receive the sacrament and those that James Martin would like to include in it. Again, I'm paraphrasing here, but Bishop Bonny is wanting to apply science to church teaching. While that's a huge error by itself, there is no science that backs up his desire either. Unless he means social science, which is not science at all. I have a PhD in social science field, and I can tell you that without hesitation. But Bishop Bonny continues and rejects the notion that we are talking about sin here, in that endorsing church, what they want is the church to endorse sin. He says that sin is one of the hardest things to define. He's wrong about that, and that's the problem. Sin is pretty easy to define. We have 2,000 years of sacred tradition, sacred scripture, and magisterial authority to help us out on this. It's not that hard to define. but Bishop Bonney and those like him want the teachings of the church to adapt to the world, to evolve to mirror what the world wants. And he's not alone in this. There are numerous other bishops saying similar things. I have to ask, what is the point in having a church that says the same things the world wants, that endorses the desires of the secular world? Why do people want that? I'll never understand this, and I don't think I'm alone in saying that either. So between the passive statements of acceptance from some bishops that included the obvious means of rejecting what Francis said on this topic, to the overt rejection of the statement itself, do you think Rome will step up and enforce what it has said? Or is the Vatican toothless when its own allies decide to go their own way? Let me know your thoughts on this in the comments, please. As always, pray for the Church. Thanks for your support of this channel, and thanks for listening. And please like and subscribe if you haven't. It helps. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.